Mississippi's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is up, everybody? I think we almost witnessed, or at least the people here almost witnessed a murder. Would you?
I'm in training camp.
Would you have hit me harder than Ngannou hit Fury?
Well, that's a glancing blow. Wasn't really much, nothing behind it.
Which one? What you were going to do to me or what Francis did?
Both. But it's fight camp season, baby. We're in fight week.
For what?
For BKFC. Fighter, I got fighters in fight camp.
The hell are you talking about?
I don't know. Like, I live through my fighters, man. You know, they get closer to fight. I get closer to fight. Things heat up. Intensity. So, yeah.
So, so we're not talking in circles, because I always hate when people talk inner. Like, if you happen to put on a radio and they're having, like, an inner conversation. Well, the public doesn't understand, you know, the inner conversation. So, basically, what happened, I don't know if I want to say you were late. You were normal time. For you.
Early. I was early.
You were early for you.
Yeah. Well,
but late for any normal radio person.
And early by definition of like the time, like of the clock. Like
right, right.
We start the show at 1.
Right.
I was here by 12:30.
12:30, which normally would have been okay.
Sure.
If the facility would have been unlocked.
Correct.
Because I forgot something. Okay.
That's true.
On me.
You're
on me.
You did.
And you know, when we both kind of got flipped at each other,
for sure.
You said, I didn't leave anything at home. No, I did.
That's true.
But that's why, and I tried to explain it to you when you were on your way here, that's why I like to come an hour early.
Yeah.
Just because I would rather set up. I would rather be prepared. I'd rather everything. So you prance in at 12:30. Early for you. Early for you.
Prance is a strong word.
Early for you.
It's strolled.
Late for me. All right, stroll. Is stroll better than prance?
Yeah, prance a little feminine.
So I come in and I open up the cases. And I'm like, I forgot something. 62 policemen are looking for me.
Yeah.
On how fast I left the former restaurant.
I'll tell you what. I mean, we've been in the Grand Prix of St. Pete.
I'm eligible now.
The Mazda cars. We know that they can accelerate quickly. We've been in turn. True. I've been off-road.
That's true.
Yeah, it's impressive you got to and from so quick.
So this is so I got back. I even called the station and said, hey, I'm going to be late. Nothing I can do. We were prepared for it.
What were you missing, by the way? What
the cord. The cord that goes from – remember the cord that we blew up at the PGA?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, if I can't find the cord, we're done because we don't have any backups.
Can't connect.
You know, I have backup helmets, backup
headphones. Yeah, cord, backup producers.
Yeah, all that. Backup co-hosts.
Yeah, sure.
You know, everything a backup except for the cord.
Yeah.
So I haul butt home.
Yeah.
I haul butt back.
Yeah.
I said a few things. You said a few things. You threw a thing or two.
Nah. I mean, I lost my grip.
No, okay. All right.
If this is golf,
okay.
The grip was loose.
So you don't have G.I. Joe grip, is what you're saying.
I guess my grip strength is not what I thought it was.
See, but again, I know a guy who has this apparatus that increases your grip strength. Just, you know, the two core fingers.
Yeah.
You know,
it's crazy.
You don't have to worry about the thumb and the pinky and all that kind of stuff.
I want to get high with that guy.
Whatever. I don't even know what that means or what.
Vertical. It's a vertical gym.
You go up in an airplane.
All right, what do you think getting high means?
Going up in an airplane.
Oh, there you go. Well, I'm getting high on the steps.
So you got violent.
Yeah. Like disgruntled.
Okay.
So there's no violence. There's
No. Well, but that's the difference between, and I just put something up about a birthday party. Oh, Mickey. It was Mickey's birthday party.
Okay.
Mickey D, drummer of the Scorpions, had a surprise birthday party. Okay.
Did he know about it? Or was it for someone else?
It was his.
I didn't. So he was the one receiving the surprise. Okay. Well, I didn't know. You didn't say that.
A, wearing an 8-man strong shirt.
Nice.
So it was awesome. It was awesome. And then me being me, I said, I'll try not to be late. In reference to a friend, and we've talked about it already in the past, a friend who said, go do something else. I came late. Don't ever talk to me again. So you got violent. And about 4 seconds later, you're like, you're a jerk, I'm a jerk, we're all good. I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. So that's how we started this thing.
And that's how we could solve
get through it.
That's how we could solve peace in the Middle East. That's how, I mean, really.
Oh, no, no.
Like, that's it. They get mad, you get mad, you throw a rocket, I throw a rocket, and then we just call it good.
The problem is that ain't stopping.
Yeah, no.
No.
It's too far gone.
And I read something, and I know it's shocking because I really don't read a lot, that the FBI has informed the US of A.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Here?
Yeah.
Well, because they've already had the issue at Cornell University. Students have been attacked or threatened their lives. Locked Jewish in, students,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. No, it's
unfortunate, right?
It's coming. And I don't think the person who runs this country has the basketballs to do what's needed.
To stand up and lose grip strength.
No, stand up with grip strength.
Just stand up. I mean, that guy's got trouble just standing up. Maybe he's probably got grip tape on his bathroom shower so it doesn't fall down. But yeah, he needs a backbone, and he needs to get one quick. But it's sad because you and I could solve world peace, Randy. If that's how you just, I mean, you and I are diplomats. I mean, I'm going to call myself a diplomat. In fact, I'm going to change my Facebook message.
You know, diplomat.
Well, right. Matthew McClellan, pizza diet inventor, diplomat.
See, this is, should I air more stuff? No, never.
Yeah, go ahead.
No,
go ahead.
No, this isn't.
What's even better? Diplomat or ambassador? Which is a better title? Which one does more? Or what's the difference? Does anybody know the difference?
Of what?
A diplomat versus an ambassador.
No.
They're the same?
I don't know.
They have to have different titles, different roles.
I don't know.
Oh, I'm going to look that up.
Well, an ambassador is an ambassador.
They just represent a nation abroad or
right.
Or affairs between two nations?
I would assume.
What's a diplomat do?
I would assume I'm just making this crap up.
Okay.
like a diplomat would be an influencer.
Oh.
You know, like we're going to go send, you know, the diplomat. You know, he's.
Like Logan Paul.
Yeah, that's who we're
like send a bunch of prime, hydrate the
yeah,
troops.
Exactly. No,
that's nice.
Yeah, drop the things from the plane, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, a lot of things to talk about. The first collegiate rankings came out.
Okay.
A little shocking. The Ngannou fight.
Yeah.
A little shocking. The Bucks make no moves. The San Francisco just got better. You know, picking up the stud or former stud.
The Redskins.
From the Redskins.
Commanders.
Redskins. So a lot of things to talk about. I guess let's start with our guest that's coming up.
Oh, we have a guest.
We do have a guest coming
nice.
Up. Nice. John Waite.
John Waite.
John Waite.
I know that name.
Sang Missing You.
Okay.
A huge hit from the 70s. And to be honest, and I didn't know until our producer said, John Waite was also the lead singer of the Babies. And the Babies, I loved those guys back then. Now, again, we're talking about in you know, my high school, teen, you know, whatever, sang songs like Isn't It Time?
Okay.
Every Time I Think of You. And then, of course, you know, his solo, Missing You. So, yeah, we will be speaking to John Waite, hopefully here shortly.
Nice. What's he doing? Is he doing a concert? Or is he doing
touring.
He's touring
again.
Festival?
Nope. Hitting Sarasota on the 8th, which I believe is next Wednesday or Thursday. Today's the first, I think Wednesday.
Yeah, because we leave for UFC in New York on the 11th.
Well, so
that's Saturday.
Right.
So
the 8th, John will be in Sarasota on the 8th, the 9th in Stuart, Florida, the 11th in Fort Lauderdale, and then the Hard Rock in Orlando.
Do you ever do that? Do you ever like base your calendar based on like UFC events or concerts where you know you'll be in a certain city a certain day? And then you kind of back everything up. Because I always look at, okay, I know November 11th I'll be in New York. So just back up 3 days to the 8th.
No, I don't do that. Unfortunately, what I do is I agree to do something on the 11th. And then I agree to do something else on the 11th. And then as we get closer, I go open my calendar and say, oh, whatever word you want to implement.
Oh.
I have two events. in two different states on the 11th.
Oh, so what's the other one? I mean, obviously, the France or the John Jones fight that got scrapped, Stipe fight scrapped in Madison Square Garden. That's why we booked the tickets. That's why we're flying.
Well, hold on a second. We didn't book the flight. We didn't book the tickets.
You booked them.
I booked them and booked them wrong.
Well, you did. And you forgot the cable.
I just have too much crap going on.
What are you doing?
Everything. You know, everything. You know, I'm helping some people, some friends, you know, purchase cars. Okay. I'm doing, you know, the other construction stuff. We're trying to do this new studio with our new studio sponsor. I'm trying to make sure our sponsors are happy.
Yeah.
Honestly, Super Bowl's right around the corner.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this question. It goes back to when I stormed in and yelled at you.
Yeah.
Have you done anything for the Super Bowl trip yet? Exactly.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
Nada.
I have to do our flights. I have to do the B&B that I've booked two now, and they've kicked it out.
Oh, they've rejected it?
Yeah. After they accepted it.
Because they know the money.
They can get more.
Right. They're going to get crazy money.
Right. So right now, I found a beautiful trailer. It's like a trailer. I'm sure it's like a 1920 mobile vehicle.
Okay.
In Death Valley.
Okay.
So we may just be staying in that. Six of us in a trailer in Death Valley.
Okay.
It'll cost us more in transportation back and forth than...
But the stories that you'll have, right? I mean, that's what you do it for. You do it for the experience.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah. Like, this isn't a comfort trip. This is a, hey, I just need to get there.
No, that's not true. I disagree. It is a comfort trip because it's almost a week. The non-comfort trip is you and me going to the UFC next Saturday morning, going to the airport Saturday night, and flying home Sunday.
Yeah, what are the odds I fall asleep on the way to the airport after the fight?
Here's the thing, and I'm going to tell you this right now publicly. Once you book the Uber... you can do anything you want.
Fair enough.
And I'm going to top that trip with the trip we're doing in December, Steve and I.
Okay.
So we're going to cover the Army-Navy game.
Oh, yeah, in Boston.
In Boston. We will fly up Friday night. We will land at 1:30 in the morning. Our hotel accommodations is at the airport.
Nice.
And I don't mean a hotel at the airport.
Sleeping in a chair.
We're going to hang out there. Yeah. We get the car at 5 a.m. I could have gotten it sooner, but I think 5 a.m. is perfect. We're going to drive around Faneuil Hall, all the things that are in Boston that I've seen and don't need to see again. Head to the stadium,
yeah.
Which from what I've been told is one way in, one way out.
Okay.
And it's the same way. So it's not good. So I figure we'll be there about 9. Perfect. Okay. Sleep until noon.
All right.
We're on the field, right? Army-Navy. Yeah. I'm gonna wear my Navy foul weather jacket. I'm going proud.
Okay.
Now again, it's kind of like you've seen me with military people.
Yeah.
You know, it's hostile, but it's friendly hostile.
Sure. Just like when we opened the show today.
Well, no, we started hostile.
Yeah. Now we're friendly.
Honestly, thanks to you, became friendly because I would have been, you know, I get it, but you get it too. So it you know, then we're going to go grab something to eat. Probably downtown Boston, some awesome fish place, seafood place, whatever.
Yeah.
Be done at 9. I can't believe there's no late night flights out of Boston.
You get some chowder.
Well, we'll do that a couple times.
Okay.
And then we go back to the airport, our hotel at the airport.
So my question is this, because I was leaving Baltimore Saturday morning, same kind of thing. Got there like 4 hours before my flight, well prepared, way early, like I always do everything. In case I forgot something, I wouldn't be rushed. So I get there. And, you know, there's nowhere to sleep, Randy. Like, do any airports have a place where you can rent, like, a cot? Or could we turn it into a business? Like, rent a space, put in just row after row of bunk beds. Kind of like the military. Have maybe 3 bunk beds high. And just have a room where you can just rent out a place to sleep in between your layovers. And you can be comfortable at the airport. Instead of sleeping in a chair all awkward, laying on the floor, you know, sleeping up against a wall.
Yeah, I put chairs together.
We could start a business, Randy.
All right.
You and I. There's some airports, I guess there's I think there's an airport that has a gym in it in Baltimore where you can actually go and work out while you're on your layover. So, you know, these things are important, like haircuts, you know, you're killing time and get your hair done. You know, you didn't have time to get to the airport before, you know, get a haircut before you got to the airport. There's a lot of services the airports are lacking.
No, for sure. No, and you know, some of them do have... All right, we're over. So let's hit this break. I'm trying to stay on track.
Yeah.
some things to talk about, bring back about the airports, because there are some things that could, should, would, but they're not. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and they've been a sponsor, BioAccelerator, but a new segment coming to the program starting next week or the week after on stem cells. Should be pretty interesting.
Ooh.
This is Knockout Radio.
Early in the evening, just about supper time, over by the courthouse, they're starting to unwind.
Hey, Tampa, this is Terrell Owens, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship teams up with Joe Weider's Olympia Friday, November 3rd at the Orange County Convention Center as Dave Rednick Mundell puts his title on the line against Doug Cold Red Coltrane. Plus, Julian Let Me Bang Lane knuckles up with Marat Lord Pitbull Kazgan. Also, Crystal the Rugged Beauty Pittman versus Jay Nasty, Jordan Rosslyn, and many more bare knuckle fights. Watch it live on the BKFC app. Download it at BKFC.com.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mark Wiley from the Baltimore Orioles. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
It is old school.
I remember my dad used to listen to that song. Like that was a jam.
Well, and like I said, during the next break, or you know, I'm sure we'll probably run it as well coming out of the break. Listen to some of the babies' songs. All right, so we write down that we need to talk about the airports again.
Okay.
But a couple things. Let's talk about Nagano, and I think this. Well, Nagano is the biggest story. So we'll go with that. I'm assuming you didn't watch.
Saw highlights, but I didn't watch them.
Well, highlights don't help.
I didn't watch it.
And my disclaimer is this. I did watch it.
Okay.
I said, in my opinion, I thought Tyson Fury won.
Okay.
But my disclaimer is, I did not watch it as a judge.
You watched it as a fan.
I watched it because I wanted to see the fight.
Okay.
And I, along with everybody else, expected a lot different than what happened.
Sure.
Okay. Did Tyson Fury take Nagano lightly? I think so.
Sure.
Did Nagano look impressive? 1,000%.
No question.
I hate when people say, all right, so I went back and I rewatched it. I'm not going to do that. And I don't do that. And I've never done that. I've never gone back to rewatch a fight to judge the fight.
Okay.
Okay. I've seen fights more than once. But as a judge, when I'm judging, I have to know right then. I have to be quick. I pride myself on I'm the first one to turn the ballot in after every round. And so I don't think it's fair to go back. But in this case, and I'm still not going to do it, but in this case, I didn't watch it as a judge.
Right.
Okay. I thought Tyson Fury won. I thought Nagano looked awesome. I didn't think he outboxed him. They both, as it turns out, threw illegal punches.
Right, one elbow.
And Nagano, allegedly a Superman punch.
Right.
And I guess what he said was, it's not illegal, but it's not legal. I don't know how that can be.
So, well, yeah.
It can't be.
It's still a punch. It's just not the right technique.
Right. It's not the right technique. But what somebody posted, and it might even have been him, I don't remember, is you kind of leave your feet when you throw an uppercut. Right?
Yeah.
Possibly. I mean, you can't. You know, if you're getting off.
Sure.
So if the rule is, and I don't know boxing rules, if the rule is you can't leave your feet, well, then kind of the uppercut is the same thing. Tyson Fury's elbow was blatant.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, let me teach somebody, whoever that may be. I don't want to teach you anything until you calm down even more. As a judge, if I see something illegal, I can't score that unless the referee calls it.
Right. It must be deemed illegal.
Illegal.
Point taken away.
So the elbow was illegal, but because it wasn't called, the judge
is like court. Like, you know, the evidence could be, unless it's actually admitted into the case,
right,
it's
it has
not
to be admitted.
Able to, right. So you have to, so that's the referee's job, is to admit into case for the judges to score.
Exactly. So
that didn't happen.
As I watched it, and I found it fairly entertaining.
Now, was the fight fixed at all, knowing that in just a few weeks, the belt is on the line,
the
title is on the line.
The belt, the lineal, all that stuff is on the line no matter what. Because nothing was on the line.
Right.
Now, it would have been interesting because if Nagano wins, then does he become the lineal boxing champion?
And then is he fighting for the title in December?
I think he will fight for the title soon. I truly do. WBC said the president who was there. How about all the people that were there? Did you see the photo of all the fighters?
Yeah. Kamaru
and
was
Randy
there.
And Randy and yeah, Chuck were there. And, well, Kamaru and Israel were there with Nagano.
Right,
they walked him in, you know, which I thought was, you know, was cool.
I see Ronaldo there, soccer star,
scored two goals that day.
Mike Tyson.
Well, again, Tyson was with Nagano.
Right, right.
So they were part of the entourage.
Sure.
You know, part of the team.
Eminem was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody kind of like, I don't remember who it was, and then they realized it was Eminem.
Yeah, that was
Nagano. M&M?
That was
Nagano. It was Nagano
at the casino.
I thought the fight was good. You know me, I'm naive. I don't think it's fixed.
Is it what boxing needed to get back on the map?
No, I think it hurt boxing.
Really?
I think it hurts boxing. And, you know, I was arguing in the Bucks media room because all the MMA fans now think MMA fighters can go fight boxers. It can't happen. Was this a fluke? Obviously it was.
McGregor going the distance with, you know, Mayweather.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Let's compare the two.
Okay.
Did you watch the Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather?
Yes.
Did you know that Floyd allegedly was going to bet on a certain round?
No, but it makes sense.
Did it not look like Floyd carried Conor?
No, yeah, for sure.
All right, well, they asked Tyson about carrying him. The difference is, I think Fury had a whole lot more to lose. This win has devastated the legacy of Tyson Fury.
Yeah.
Okay, even for though sure. It was a win.
Right.
A lot of people thought he lost. But he won. And again, I had him as winning. This has now affected his
legacy sure.
Big time. He needs to. The only way that I think he can get any of that back is a quick knockout in December.
Of AJ? Is he fighting AJ?
Who was there and laughed about the whole nine yards. I think Nagano fights somebody big here pretty soon. You know, people are like, he's not going to go fight in PFL.
No.
Why should
he? Right. Yeah, just stay one discipline. He made more money doing one fight, $10 million, I said.
Easily, and he'll make...
Plus, he got a watch for $135,000 as a gift, and like, you know, the gifts that they give you in Saudi Arabia, it's like crazy.
I once called out a fighter who came closer to punching me than you just did when I said, it's stupid for a middleweight to call out a welterweight. I hate that, right? Because it can't happen. You're challenging someone, and you want them to put on weight and come up to fight you.
Mm.
I got an idea, fatty. You lose weight, challenge the welterweight, and go down. Nagano has now challenged Stipe and John Jones in a PFL fight. The only problem is Stipe and John Jones fight for the UFC.
UFC, right.
You know, it would be like, you know, me calling out, I don't know, anybody. When it can't happen, it's easy to make those calls.
Sure.
You know, and those kind of things kind of bother me as well. Now, call out Stipe, who didn't want to fight, allegedly, and I'm not saying I blame him, unless he's fighting John Jones and he's under contract with the UFC. You can't just walk away like you did. You know, it's bothers me. And now, I'm not going to say that I think Nagano could beat Stipe. I still don't think Nagano could beat John Jones. Again, it's two entirely different sports. So, John takes Nagano down. I believe that. But he brought credibility to himself, not to the mixed martial arts world.
Right.
That's my opinion.
Sure.
You know, because that's all they're, you know, arguing in, you know, some of the other MMA journalists. Oh, this has finally brought recognition to us. Not really. It brought recognition to a former MMA fighter who boxed.
Yeah.
And took arguably, and it is arguably, the greatest heavyweight champion of all time, even though I still think Mike Tyson is.
Well, I have, there's a guy that's racing to be next to follow Nagano's footsteps.
A lot of people are.
And clocked at 136 miles an hour. Derek Lewis arrested for speeding in a 50-mile-per-hour zone. So I think when Derek gets done with the MMA world and he ready for the next challenge, I think he's going to try to do something like Nagano. I mean, I think you're going to see with the prize purses that these guys are making doing these boxing matches.
As long as you're not under contract
right.
with another organization, sure. go for it. And I think some – I don't think, you know, Derek Lewis walks right into a Tyson Fury fight. I don't think he walks right in. You know, he could go into boxing.
For sure.
And he loses.
He doesn't have to do all the, you know, all the crazy, you know, takedowns and kicks. And, you know, he can just work on one discipline. And we all know Derek Lewis is, he's the guy, the path of least resistance, right? Like, he just wants to get straight to the money.
Sure.
And get home and get cooled down.
No, for sure. But there's a reason that these guys are MMA fighters. They're good at a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
They're not great, and Francis showed that. He's not a great boxer. You know, and even though Tyson Fury is not using anything as a crutch, I think he did take him lightly. And he said, I never expected him. You know, it could end the same way if they fought again. And again, it could be totally, totally different. But these guys are MMA fighters. They're not boxers. And it's totally, totally different. The footwork, and again, he looked awesome. I'm going to even say he looked awesome for a boxer, but he's not a boxer. And let's see what happens now that, I mean, the whole object is to catch somebody when they're not expecting it. But, you know, when they expect this now, when they expect what we just saw on pay-per-view, then, yeah, it's not going to be a surprise. It's not going to be a shock. You know, now he comes out, he throws that punch that we saw him do, you know, against Tyson Fury. And it's not a surprise and it's not a shock.
So,
like next time I belittle you, you're not going to be shocked because I've already done it.
So Deontay Wilder versus Francis Ngannou would be a mega fight. Do you think that would be an intriguing fight?
Yeah, it'd be intriguing. Sure. I mean, I told a lot of people I wasn't even going to watch the fight because it didn't interest me.
Right.
You know, but I would watch him box again.
Because Deontay, his kryptonite was Tyson Fury. I mean, every big champion eventually runs into that just one person
everybody's
that has your number.
Right.
Kamaru ran into Rocky Edwards, right? And then McGregor ran into Khabib, right? So everybody kind of has like that one guy that just has your number. And in boxing, Tyson Fury has Deontay Wilder's number. But I think a Francis versus Wilder boxing match would be incredible.
I think any fight with Francis Ngannou now, any boxing fight with Francis Ngannou is interesting now because of what we just saw.
Sure.
You know, if he halfway fights a fight like he did Saturday night, then yeah. But if it's different... You know, if he gets knocked out early, if it's now they know that he can do whatever. And I'm sure that Tyson was a little skeptical of the punching power of allegedly the hardest puncher in the planet.
Yeah, that's what this.
You know, so.
So science says.
I never really thought Tyson Fury was a great boxer, though, either.
I mean, he just had such a long reach.
Right, he's big.
And he kind of used that back flap, like the little backhand, which I think is more illegal than a Superman punch, in my opinion. It's kind of disrespectful, like to run up and just kind of back slap somebody in the face, record a punch and a strike and run up the points.
Thank you for not back flashing, splashing, whatever, on your punch to me.
No, I love you, Randy. You're like the...
How far did you throw that thing?
I just lost my grip.
I think it hit the wall.
Allegedly. but back to the airport, breach in Russia, Dagestan, where a lot of top fighters, wrestlers come from, breached, you know, with the Palestine protests and all that. And my question earlier was, what security things or what kind of features of airports would you like to see in them? Because I was in Baltimore, my high school had a game. We went up and played St. Francis Academy on Friday night, top team in the nation or top programs in the country at Under Armour Stadium in the big lights on a Friday night. And I was just sitting in the airport early
Saturday.
Let me
jump in and then you can get back to the airport. I just want to give this big ups. Not a big ups because you and Mark and everybody is big ups that we took this challenge. Big ups that we flew to Baltimore. Big ups that we, none of that. Okay, you went and played a football game.
We did.
And no big ups to that. The thing that I'm going to give you a big ups to, they went up and played Saturday or Friday?
Friday night.
They played Friday night. Doesn't matter what the outcome is.
Yeah.
They played again on Monday.
Monday.
Doesn't matter what the outcome is.
Yeah.
And they're playing again on Friday.
Right.
And these are high school kids.
Yeah.
That's, to me, the big ups. Not that whatever.
And the quality of schedule. We went and played St. Francis Academy in their home, top team. Played Leesburg, who was 8-1, the best season of their high school career. We played them Monday night. And now we're going to Jacksonville to play Trinity. And next week, unannounced, but announced right now, we're going to Virginia for another game. We're going to have 4 games in 2 weeks.
To me, that's a bigger, you
top
know,
it's, program.
Even if it's not a top program, you know, even if it's a team we put together and that school wins and dominates or loses and whatever, playing 3 games in a week.
It's tough.
It's tough for anybody. The NFL complains about it.
Yeah.
They hate Sunday, Thursday.
Right.
You know, and then they come back and play on Sunday. So that's 3 games in 2 weeks. These kids played 3 games in 1 week.
Yeah.
That, to me, says a whole lot more. To me, you know, that they went up and they competed than who they played, the number one team in the country. But, it also, I would assume that reality has struck it a little
bit. For sure.
Which is good.
Well, I mean, every single one of those kids is a stud on the other team, right? The quarterback committed to Michigan. I mean, this is a team backed by Under Armour.
What's the sign?
Huh?
What's the sign?
What do you mean?
The kid that signed with Michigan.
Well, I don't know.
How come when you can tell a stupid joke?
Oh, that's what it was. Oh, a Zodiac sign.
No,
oh, you got Zodiac jokes.
No, a stealing sign joke.
Oh, stealing sign. Oh, that's good. Yeah.
I can't believe I hit the...
Man. Yeah. Like Harbaugh stealing Zodiac signs as well.
I just did what I'll be doing this weekend. I threw you an underhanded slow pitch softball, and you swung and missed. You must play for the Philadelphia Phillies.
Yeah. Are they still in it?
No, they're awful.
They're going to win the World Series this year?
Well, seeing that they got eliminated, no. And neither is the team that eliminated them. They're down 3-1. Texas was up like 10-0, 10-2. I think, you know how they make up these rules. We'll get back to the airport thing. You know, they can find something for everything. He is the best left-handed pitcher that spits 3 times in between innings.
Sure.
Texas, I guess, is the first team in the postseason to score 5 or more runs, which means 5 or more runs in back-to-back innings.
Wow.
Is that really, who cares?
Yeah. I heard they had a controversial guy throw out the first pitch or
whatever. Why are you trying to piss me
off? I'm not pissing you off. I'm just bringing up politics.
A former president?
Your guy? Your president?
I almost stopped at a neighbor who has a sign out that says, Biden is not my president.
Oh, where's he from?
I want to knock on the door and say, hey, moron, where are you from?
Well, maybe he's not a citizen. Could be from Yemen or somewhere.
It's possible.
Where's he from?
But I will bet you. Anything you want. We will drive to their house after the show and knock on the door and ask, where are you from?
All right.
What's on your birth certificate? And then I want you to be riled as I got you. All right. So be prepared.
Okay.
When I say, hey, moron, he is your president. I can't believe people say that.
People are dumb.
They are dumb.
They're just dumb people.
80% of the world is dumb.
Pretty much.
90% of this country is dumb. There's me and six people that are not.
I would say it's more, but yes.
More than that. All right.
All right. Well, maybe 10.
Okay. All right, let's go hit a quick break. Hanging out here. This is our final time, to the best of my knowledge. Studio is being put together. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Snap Zone, 8-man strong bio accelerator, and Buck Up.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Cozy Coleman, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Renato Babalu Sobral. You are on Knockout Radio with Randy Harris. Benjamin, close up.
Falling in love was the last thing I had on my mind. Holding you is a warmth that I thought I could never find.
Sounds like a Disney song.
Why'd you say that?
That's like a song that would be coming out of like a, you know, like Frozen or something.
Did
like,
you know that there's, who is in Frozen? Who's the main character?
Anna.
No, it's not Anna.
Ava. Bella.
You're killing me.
I don't know.
Who is the main character in Frozen? I'm asking.
Bumper?
Elsa.
Elsa. Elsa. Yeah, Elsa. All right. That's what I said.
So, there's a new Elsa and a newer Elsa.
Oh.
Did you know that?
No.
I didn't either. So, Nell dressed as Elsa last night for Halloween.
Okay.
But there's, I guess, two Frozens, Frozen 1 and Frozen 2. So, if you say to her, oh, you're Elsa, she goes, no, I'm Elsa 2.
Oh.
Because I guess they wore a different dress or something. Wow. So, there was another Elsa and they crossed paths last night.
Oh.
And one was 1 and 1 was 2.
They battled it out?
They would have if they both were 1 or they both were 2. But one was from the original. Before I forget, because I will, what I'd like to see in airports, and some do have it, I know, like little booths where you can go in and sleep.
Okay, like pods.
Yeah, like little pods. The problem is they're so expensive.
Yeah.
So if a hotel is $85, not in Vegas, not in New York, you know, it's $85 and the pod is $55, why would you do the pod?
Sure.
I'll just sleep in the chair.
It's got to be like $10.
Right.
$12. You would do that all day. $12. You like get a nap in. You got a 4-hour layover, 5 hours.
Yeah.
You can lay down comfortably. Yeah. You'd be on your phone.
I would be curious. I would do it one time, wondering if I could do it. But I could sleep in a chair in the airport, no problem. Can I relax enough in a pod? Like one Super Bowl, a guy who has since departed Earth sold our hotel room.
Oh.
He got so much money for his hotel room that we were sharing that he sold it.
Okay.
So I tried to sleep. And you know the end of the story, but I don't know if you know the beginning, where I tried to sleep in my vehicle.
Oh,
no. I had a truck at the time.
Okay.
And I tried to lay in the back bed, and it was covered. I couldn't. I'm in a parking garage.
Okay.
Bad things happen.
In parking garages?
In parking garages. Really? In streets. And I asked Michael Jordan's dad.
Oh, yeah. That's on a highway.
But I'm saying
he's driving a golden Lexus, and he, you know, it's parked on the side of the road, taking a nap. I mean, look, some people just deserve what they get.
So, my wife is watching a crime show.
Okay.
And I disagreed with what happened. And she's like, it's not awful. So give me your thoughts on this.
Okay.
So the girlfriend rides her bicycle 5 miles.
Okay.
To go see her boyfriend.
Okay.
It's there 20 minutes. And says, all right, I'm going to head home.
Okay.
And she's going to ride her bicycle back 5 miles.
Okay.
The boyfriend says, I'm going to ride with you. He's in a motorcycle,
okay.
And the video was pretty funny. He's like yelling, move your rear, you slow poke, whatever.
Okay.
She's roughly a mile from her house,
okay.
And says, I'm good. I'm good the rest of the way. And he turns around and leaves.
Okay.
Obviously, she was murdered.
Okay.
If you rode the 4 miles, why would you not ride the last mile? Are you in that much of a hurry? I'm in a hurry everywhere I go.
See, this was different.
I think I would have gone the extra mile.
That's a good thing for life. You know, it's called Jim, going the extra mile. It's a sales marketing technique that we use from Verizon Wireless back when I was number one sales rep in the Midwest. Going the extra mile is important. I don't know. I think it's the situational. I mean, like my daughters are now at the age, they're 9 and 11, and they're desperately seeking like some independence, right? They want to show that they're big. They want to stay home alone. We won't let them. They want to drive the car. Absolutely not. I'm not going to let you wreck my Jeep. So there's things that we have control of. So I've compromised. I've given them the freedom that when the dog stops to take his number two in the morning on the way to school, wherever that location is, that's where I stop walking with them to school. And I let them continue all the way through. So I will walk till I can see them get to the crossing guard. And then I know the crossing guard has control of them.
That's okay.
So I think, but I don't walk my kids all the way to the school front door like I used to.
There's somebody there.
So, right, because I pass them off to someone of authority that is trustworthy. I think this one, how would you know, right? I mean, if the girl's like, hey, I'm good, I'm home, I'm close, I don't need a, I don't see how you would know that she's going to get murdered in the last mile. You were just with her for 4 miles.
Right.
So I just think it's just one of those things that...
You don't think about it. I get all that.
Left in the world. I don't think it was a conscious decision of like, oh... Because if he had known, I'm sure he would have gone absolutely to the... walked her to the door.
Right. You would have thought. But his comment was, I'm going to ride you home.
Right.
To watch the...
What changed in that last mile?
I'm sure he had nothing to do with it. They found who did it, all that kind of stuff. But if you're doing it, and you know me, if I can get home quicker...
Well, you never know the situation. It could be like a forbidden boyfriend. Maybe the parents don't approve. Like, hey, we're too close to the house. They might see you. Like, you should go home now. I'm good.
You mean like last week when Johnny Fairplay told the story about his fiance's wedding? And about asking permission or whatever. And to paraphrase, I guess she's been married twice.
This
will be her third marriage. And the first time, I guess the father did or said something to the groom. The second time he didn't, and nobody ever questioned it. And when it was brought up, the father said, yep, because I didn't approve.
Yeah, sure.
So you mean like that?
So you never know. I mean, maybe like they're not supposed to be together. Or they've got, history or whatever. And then... maybe he's like, all right, you're close enough. I'm going to go back. So you just don't know the situation. But the world's a crazy place. So every time you leave your house, unfortunately, it's your job to like protect yourself all the way till you get back to the house. So no matter what, it's part of the world.
Interesting question, because I brought this up with my wife. As we were talking about that, My daughter and I are very close.
Yeah.
I mean, I honestly don't know any father, daughter, son that could possibly be closer than my daughter and I. I mean, we are extremely close.
I mean, Ivanka, probably.
No.
I mean, she's
no comment.
Hiding funds and stuff for her dad. Like, she's closer.
So we were talking about that, and I said, you know, what would happen if I didn't approve of Jake? I know what would happen. She'd still get married.
Right. Of course.
You know, because we were talking about the unwritten ask permission. What are you asking permission for? It's kind of like I've told the kids that never ask a question instead of a statement if you are afraid of the answer.
Okay.
Like, you know, when I would used to say to the kids and now to now about, a kiss goodbye or whatever. I don't ask anymore because if they say no, I can't be mad.
Yeah, right.
I'll tell you what the new ploy is.
The new ploy.
I started this a couple months ago. So when she would go to leave and, you know, we would always say, you know, can I have a hug? Bye, whatever. And then, you know, no, and she'd run home. Now I tell her no hugs.
Oh, so the reverse psychology.
And she laughs. And so like today I was like, can I get a hug? She goes, say no. I said, okay, no hugs. And then she jumps up on the chair. It's hilarious. We'll have to film that next. But yeah, you know, you don't ask a question and then get mad if you don't like the answer.
Sure.
And that's why.
So did Jake come to you and ask for your hand in marriage, like to marry your daughter? Like, did he go traditional route?
All right. So here's the truth. Yes, he did.
Okay.
After he brought the ring that I helped him buy.
Kind of,
you know what I mean?
Okay. Okay. So after you financially backed it.
Well, no. I didn't financially back the
ring. So like the U.S. to Israel, like you're backing the deal.
No. Not the ring.
You're paying the wedding?
No.
That's a lot of hesitation.
Well, I wasn't going to say it publicly.
You were involved in this.
Well, first with the ring. So, you know, I introduced him to David Santos.
Okay.
You know, who's my jeweler and in the boxing, and he was a big boxer and here on 4th Street at the 4th Street Gym. So it was kind of anticlimactic since not only did I know you bought the ring, I picked up the ring. And my wife drove the ring to you guys in Georgia. So really, asking permission, we're past that.
Okay. So you guys are all in on the same
mission. It goes back to that asking a question and, you know, you don't like the answer. Why is that even anything? It may look good, appear good, whatever. I hate that stuff. And second of all, this is my bigger question. Who died and said that the parents of the bride have to pay for the wedding?
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
I don't know.
I feel bad for you because you got two of them.
Got two.
Yeah, no. Put my foot down.
Yeah, nope. You're not paying for it.
Paying for a few things.
Okay. All right.
A few things.
Right.
Well, you know, it's today's younger generation. You know, when they're not, it's like you take somebody out, you know, to eat. I can't say this to you, okay? But because you always get the most expensive thing when we go out to eat, whether you pay for it or somebody else does.
I don't.
You always get steak. Always.
When?
Every time we've gone out.
Well, every time. Protein is right. A part of my diet.
You like steak. But, you know, if X is paying for it, it's a $15,000 wedding. But when you're paying for it, all of a sudden, it's only $65.40.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
So, yeah, we're paying for a little bit.
Yeah.
My wife is 100% against this.
You know, she wants to pay all of it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That ain't happening.
Now, does your wife, you ask her permission? Like, you know,
I did.
Like, does she, like, you know, obviously she approves of the marriage of her daughter.
Oh, I thought you meant when I got, I was so scared of my father-in-law. I couldn't even look at him.
Really?
Yeah. You know, he's like the 1940 crew cut military. Yeah.
No. I didn't know my father-in-law. Like, my wife's Brazilian. So she was here on a visa.
Well, they would have said no.
He bought our rings. He bought our rings, like, when we got married. So, but yeah, I never met him. Like, I didn't meet anyone in her family. We got married before I met anyone in the family. We got married, and then 3 months later, we went to Brazil for our honeymoon. I met everyone. So it was a little different. But her visa is expiring.
And were they still against it?
No, they were loved it. They have a great relationship with my father-in-law.
Your real in-laws or the ones that they pretend are your in-laws?
What are you talking about? It's the same people.
No, it's not. I heard stories.
What?
That your wife brought stand-ins.
They're not stand-ins. Those are her family.
because she knew that they were against it.
There's nobody against it.
Okay.
My father-in-law had brain trauma from like an accident, but I'm sure he would remember that he said yes.
Was that before or after he met you?
Both.
I did it on purpose.
No, it's good. So, but I never got that experience, you know. So I hope someday that, you know, some kids come, or, you know, some young man comes and asks my hand, you know, for my daughter. And I hope it's still somewhat traditional. I like the thought behind it. I like the process behind it.
But I don't. And I already told you why, because it doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. Why? You don't like tradition? You're not a fan of tradition?
But it's not my tradition. It is a tradition. Like, we've started our own traditions. You know, we do our own stuff, whatever. Some silly, some not. But that's our tradition. Just because it's a tradition that somebody all of a sudden said, oh, you have to go do this. Like I said, with my daughter, or if I would have asked my father-in-law and if he would have said no.
Yeah, what'd he do?
What? Then what? Now you're backed into a corner. The groom who asked permission and has declined it is now backed into a corner.
That's
now,
true.
Now what do you do?
Right. That's right. You're right. Because then you're either defiant, right? So then the future relationship with that side of the family is tarnished. And if you just give it up, then you're not loyal to the girl. Like, you know, so you're...
Right.
Yeah.
So that goes back to what I said before. Don't ask a question. Then you're going to be upset with
Jake. So Jake was like, look, I'm going to marry your daughter. I just need help with the ring. Yeah. You know,
well, no, we didn't say any of that.
Do you have a jeweler?
No, he didn't say any of that. They sent a picture. My daughter sent a picture. Hey, this is what we're looking at. I tend to butt in all the time because I can help. You know, I know people. I have friends in low places. Suggested David. And so that's kind of where it went.
All right.
And then after.
When's the wedding?
November next year.
Okay.
Why? What does it matter to you?
Well, so I'll make sure I'm off work.
You don't even have a job.
Well, but I might have one by then. I could be a wedding, like, security guy at your wedding.
You could be security.
I'll be there. And, yeah, put me in the room or what's the tux row. In the best man side, I'm
going to put you in the room that takes the coats.
Oh, but why?
The coat room.
No, I don't want to do that.
But you got to work.
That's work. That's hard work. It's too much. I mean, I could. We could do a pizza wedding.
Get a little. Why? Pizza. You don't have a pizza shop.
I would get a little pizza box and bring the rings down in a little bitty pizza box. Deliver the rings to the altar.
I'm pretty sure that all of that is already here.
Throw some pepperonis instead of rose petals.
That's an idea.
Right. It'd be the cheesiest wedding of all time.
Yeah, but with this crowd, they'd pick up the pepperonis and eat them.
Oh, yeah. You guys are savages.
enough talking about them, because I could say some more things that I really don't want to.
That's exciting. Why are they planned so far, though? Like, why plan a wedding so far?
I agreed.
If you know, just go.
A part is financially.
You think so?
Well,
because there's people in your family that, you know, time is of essence. Like, you know, your mom's older. I mean, waiting that long, she might not get to.
I agree.
I mean, I think.
I agree. I would have thrown in another $20.
Right. Well, then you're going to own the wedding.
I would have at least paid for my meal.
Did we get Steve married on that same?
Well, here's the thing.
Rent it out to a different party?
You know, just so you know, anybody who's coming to the wedding has to work.
Okay.
So you need to pick a job, whether you're the doorman. Whether you're the DJ.
Nah, that's DJ Tony's, like, expertise.
I can't go with DJ Tony.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I can't.
Oh, you don't like the Spanish?
No, it's not that at all. No,
it's so Latin.
BKFC now has 16 events a week.
That's true.
You know, and he's already said that, you know, I can book it, but then I may not be there.
Oh, yeah.
So what good is that?
What could Steve do?
Steve's the limo driver. Steve's stepping out of his comfort zone. Hey, we were...
We
got 2 minutes. We were with your boy.
Yeah.
Last Thursday.
Yeah.
Terry Bollea.
The Hogan.
And we'll talk about this the second hour. The reality guys, okay, were in awe that Hulk Hogan was in awe of the reality guys.
Right.
Right?
It's a weird circle.
It's definitely weird. A, who would have thought that? I mean, Jax Taylor, who is massive.
Yeah.
That place lost it. They claimed at Hogan's hangout that's the biggest crowd they've ever had.
Wow.
It was also a Thursday night. It was also Buffalo Bills, and I guess a Buffalo Bills fan club is in there. So it was kind of strange to hear cheers during that game. And I had to go in the other room and, what's going on here? it's because it's the Buffalo Bills fan club. But the place kind of lost it. It was kind of a cool event. We'll talk about that. We'll come back with that, unless I forget. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Eatman Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio.
You were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. The boys are back in town.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Bobby Higginson from the Detroit Tigers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.